The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children, throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And Jesus said to her in reply, "Well, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. If you ever go to Rome, you have many, many churches. You have what are called minor basilicas and major basilicas, no? Almost every corner of the street, you can find a church. And Fulton Sheen once said that one of the reasons why is you're able to cross the Roman streets without being hit by a car, you should make an act of thanksgiving at the nearest church, no? They are crazy drivers, but they know how to drive. There are four major basilicas. Can you name them? St. Peter's, St. John Lateran, St. Paul Outside the Walls, and St. Mary Major, where my confessor was my years a deacon, no? St. Mary Major's. So I have the Dominicans, who are the custodians of St. Mary Major. If you speak Italian, Santa Maria Maggiore. Okay? The origin of this is fascinating. Okay, it's related to what are called the early Christological heresies. There was a very bad bishop. His name was Nestorius. And he was spreading what was called the Nestorian heresy, that Jesus was not the Son of God and not the Son of Mary. So there was a council called the Council of Ephesus, where Mary lived with St. John. And after a lot of deliberation, the key figure was Saint Cyril. Saint Cyril, and you can read this in Liturgy of the Hours, one of the most beautiful tributes of the Blessed Mother in the liturgy, Mary's proclaimed the Theotokos. If you know your Greek well, the Christopher, the Christ bearer. Mary was proclaimed as the Mother of God. And that of all the Marian privileges, the Marian dogmas, that's the greatest. You know the other three, I hope you do. The Immaculate Conception, her perpetual virginity, and Mary's assumption into heaven. This was the dogmatic proclamation made in the 5th century, the year 431, proclaiming Mary to be the Mother of God. Pope Sixtus III was Pope at that time. And it happened that there was a very rich nobleman and his wife that wanted to honor the Blessed Mother. They had a lot of money. They didn't know what to do. So Pope Sixtus, and this man, his name was Giovanni, John, they prayed, and they both had a dream that night. And the dream was the Blessed Mother. She said, "I want you to build a church over one of the six hills of Rome, the Esquiline Hills. Build a church over a church that already existed, but not simply church, but a really big church. In the sign, there would be a miracle. Remember Our Lady of Guadalupe? It was the roses. But this would be a different sign, but a miracle. I lived in Rome for 7 years. One occasion, this happened after maybe a good 30 years, in the middle of winter, it snowed. Middle of winter. How about if you were to visit Rome now, and you saw the snowflakes fluttering, falling on your eyelashes. Don't have high hopes. But it happened. That's why Our Lady of St. Mary Major is also known Our Lady of the Snows, because snow fell upon that place where the church was going to be built. And they have the footsteps of the Blessed Mother. How about that? So that's the whole context. And then they built this. This is the first Marian Basilica in the world, honoring Mary as the Theotokos, Mary as the Mother of God. That's the whole historical ecclesial context of the feast day that we celebrate today. Usually we celebrate persons, saints, but today we celebrate the Basilica. But the whole meaning of the Basilica is to honor Mary. Probably some of you know your Spanish and your Italian. Basilica comes from Greek. They come from the word basileos, which means king. That's what basilica means. Did you know that? Yeah, basilica means the residence of the king. Who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you go back to your Greek grammar, and you look at the word basileos, that means king. Basilica. The home of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It was back in 1978. John Paul II was chosen to be Pope. Guess what he did? He went to Our Lady, St. Mary Major. He knelt down in front of the portrait of Salus Popolo Romano, if you know your Latin well, health of the Roman people. And he put his pontificate before the Blessed Virgin Mary. So today, the first reading shows a woman that has a daughter possessed by a devil. How many parents today have problems with their children? How many don't have problems with their children? So many parents today have problems with their teenagers and their young adults that have just walked away from God. Let's turn to Mary. Let's turn to Mary and ask Mary as a good mother, like the mother of the gospel today. Okay? The mother of the gospel today was crying out to Jesus to save her daughter from this devil. How many devils are out there today attacking our families? So many. Now more than ever, I think we have to recourse to Mary. Our Lady of Guadalupe saved the Mexican people. Mary, St. Mary Major, is the universal mother. Let's place all of our problems, especially our young people today. I'm glad I'm not a teenager today, to be honest with you. I'm glad that I'm closer to the other part of the bridge. But I think we have to recourse to Mary now more than ever. Our Lady made the prophecy, there will be world peace when the world is consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. let's consecrate ourselves to Mary. She's the mother of God, St. Mary Major. She's the mother of the church, but she's the mother of each and every one of us. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us stand before Christ, our gateway to eternal life, and knock with confidence and prayer, eternal is your merciful love.